Now, verse 7. The Lord is good. And let's keep that in mind. You remember the psalmist said, the Lord is good, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And if the redeemed don't say so, nobody's going to say so. So I'm going to say so. God is good. God is good, friend. That's wonderful to know. I don't know who you are, where you are, how you are. But wherever you are, God today loves you, and God wants to save you. And if you're not saved, just because you won't come to Him because He can save you, and He will save you. God's good. That's an axiom of Scripture, and it's an axiom of life. The Lord is good, and He's a stronghold in the day of trouble. Are you having any trouble? Well, if you want to get to a good shelter, the Lord is that shelter. And He knoweth those who trust in Him. I'm very happy that I'm not going to get lost in the shuffle. I won't get lost in the multitude. Sometimes in this day, as we see the increase of the population throughout the world, and as I go from city to city, at times I think, my, everybody's moved to the West Coast. And I get on one of these freeways, and I think, my, the people there are. And then I go back to Dallas, Texas, and I said, I thought everybody had gone to California, but here they all are, followed me here to Dallas, because the crowds are everywhere. Then I go all the way down to Florida, or I go to Buffalo, New York, or to New York City, and they followed me there, because you've never seen such crowds in your life. And then I say, well, I'm going to Europe, and they're over there. And you go to the Orient, and I tell you, the multitudes that are there, it almost shocks you. You look into Egypt. You go into some of the Arab countries. Go into Turkey. There are multitudes. And I think, well, my, I hope the Lord remembers my name is Vernon McGee, and that I trusted Him. And I'm very happy that the Scripture says He knoweth those who trust in Him. He doesn't have to have an IBM machine to record your name. Actually, He's got you written on His heart. He's written your name on the palms of His hands. He knows you. He knows those who've trusted Him. Verse 8, but with an overrunning flood, He will make an utter end of the place, and darkness shall pursue His enemies. Now, this raises a question here about hell and whether the place of permanent punishment, the place that actually is the lake of fire, whether it's literal fire or not. Now, I'm going to deal with this completely when I get to the book of Revelation where it's mentioned, and that won't be too long from now. But may I say this at this time? There is more said about darkness being the lot of the lost than fire. Darkness. Here it's mentioned. And darkness shall pursue His enemies. And then you remember the Lord Jesus even used the term, they shall be cast into outer darkness. And I don't know about you, fire could only affect the physical, never the spiritual. Oh, the fires of a conscience that's been suddenly alerted to the awful thing they did in rejecting Christ, and the things they should have done and did not do. And think of the darkness of a lost eternity, of not being able to see where you're going at all. May I say to you, darkness, to me, is a better description of hell than fire is. That may be a new thought for some folk today, but pursue it in the Word of God. And when we get to the book of Revelation, we'll deal with this thoroughly.